News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fagan has backed calls for a statue of the late Sinead O'Connor to be erected in Dublin. That is despite a long-standing rule with Dublin City Council that you can't build a statue or a memorial to someone unless they have been deceased for 20 years. And I am joined now by Dahi Doolan, Sinn Féin group leader on Dublin City Council. Good morning to you, Dahi. Do you think the Sinead O'Connor statue is a good idea or a bad idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I think Sinead O'Connor will be remembered as a rule breaker and trailblazer. She used her platform in music to challenge everything, to break the rules, to push out the envelope. She challenged the Catholic Church. She promoted choice for women, challenged misogyny. She promoted Irish unity and British withdrawal. She promoted human rights, supported the Palestinians. She was never one to be confined in the corner. She was never one to play strictly by the rules. I think if there was ever a case of needing to break the rules, it's for a statue for Sinead O'Connor. I think that would almost be part of her how she should be remembered. Those of my generation remember her well. She spoke out at a time. She had an opinion when many of us weren't allowed to have opinions. And she used her microphone in a way to promote strong opinions, to challenge, to encourage others like myself to break the rules. I remember well, I was an emigrant. I was living in London at the time. And to have somebody with an Irish accent on the stage, behind the microphone, speaking for me meant a lot. And she didn't play by the rules. She didn't ask us to play by the rules. She encouraged us to break the rules, and I think we're better for it. I think some rules are there to be broken.
Okay.
I think we need to be flexible.
I hear what you're saying, but the reason that they have that 20-year rules is for twofold. One is to, I suppose, assess the legacy in the fullness of time, so that, you know, you might actually kind of know more about the person and to the good, you might know that they did even more than you thought. So it's a fuller picture. But equally, you know, the idea sometimes might be that at the time of someone's passing, they might be viewed one way, but over time, other things might come out. And I'm not at all discussing that about Sinead O'Connor, but let's use the example of Eamon Casey. They're talking about moving Eamon Casey's body now from the Galway Cathedral, because at the time that he passed away, he was kind of revered, but now he is viewed quite differently. And look at someone like Aung San Suu Kyi from Burma, who was given the freedom of Dublin because she was viewed as a kind of a human rights activist. But that all changed after other atrocities and human rights violations came out about Muslim people. So in general, Dahi, do you not see the point of the rule?
Absolutely. In general, but I think to compare Sinead O'Connor to...
I'm not comparing Sinead O'Connor to those people
I totally agree with you. The rules apply, but I think there was people, to be honest, who questioned Eamon Casey at that time. And I'm sure some people cut from the same cloth as Sinead O'Connor challenged the church at that time.
Sure.
And would have said... Yes,
and by the
so.
Way, I'm not that, comparing not exactly, them. I'm merely saying that over the fullness of time, things change.
Absolutely. And that's always the case. If that was the case, we'd never build anything. We'd never
we just wait.
Anything.
No, Dahi, we just evolves. Wait 20 years. It wouldn't be a case that we'd never build. What's the harm in waiting 20 years?
Because I think it would be worthwhile bending the rules now for Sinead O'Connor. It's coming. It's her anniversary. I think also that the statue would only be commissioned. It wouldn't be built immediately. It wouldn't be overnight. There would be a process of procurement. There would be a process of reflection. There would be a process of identifying an appropriate statue, an appropriate venue. All this takes time. And I just think for somebody like Sinead O'Connor, let's be flexible. Let's bend those rules. Rules aren't always to be rigidly implemented. Because if that's the case, there'd be very little progress made anywhere in our society, let alone statues. And I think Sinead O'Connor represented that rebel with a call to me and to many other people.
All right.
And that's why I'd be certainly supporting the call for a statue for Sinead O'Connor.
Dahi, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Dahi Doolan, Sinn Féin group leader on the Dublin City Council. Let us know if
I can't agree with that. I cannot agree. Let's have rules, but let's bend them on this occasion. Such an Irish thing
to
do.
I am slightly swayed by the fact that she was such a rule breaker, and I do think that she is someone who deserves a statue.
But you can make the case for everybody, let's bend the rules for X, for Y, for Z.
All right.
You could just stick to the rules.
Let us know what you think out there this morning. We'd love to hear from you. You know the WhatsApp, 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.